covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor. This is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth. I was looking at all the
life. Welcome back to the Steve Gribbers Show, live from CPAC 2018 in National Harbor, Maryland, just in the shadow of the nation's capital. I don't know if I'm in the swamp exactly, the swamp proper, but I'm close enough. My next guest here, Katie Hopkins from England, or as they say now, it was always England when I was a kid. Now it's the UK. They're so sensitive about that. But they're always so damn polite about it. But Katie's sitting down with me. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, I understand that somehow along the way, you were told you shouldn't be on the radio in the UK anymore.
Yeah.
See, and I just learned this recently. I didn't realize that if you offend somebody, there's like a board that they can send a complaint to, they being listeners. They can toss you right off the radio.
Yes, absolutely. In fact,
what's wrong with
more
you people?
Than that, I know, I agree with you. So I had a radio show, a talk show on a Sunday. It was the fastest growing commercial talk show. We had the most listeners for our time slot. So it was performing. But after Manchester, the attack where an Islamic extremist blew up our children, I said we need a lasting solution to terror and Islamic extremism has to stop. That single tweet.
It was a tweet.
As a tweet, got me kicked, not from my radio show, nothing to do with it.
Not even something you said on the air.
Didn't say it on the air. It got me kicked off the radio. And not because of the person you can complain to, but because the left all grouped together
and campaigned.
So wait
a second. So they think it's okay to blow up kids at the concert?
They think it's more important that we defend the right of Muslims to practice their faith in the UK
at that point. You didn't say that, did you?
No, of course not. But that's where the left are. This idea of managed decline in the UK is really prevalent. And certainly as a country, we've definitely been taken over by Islam. You know, that's just the way it is.
I understand. I find it appalling, actually. I mean, here you are defending truth, liberty, and the English way, I suppose, right? And they tell you because you say, I don't support Islamic terrorism, you get the hook.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a sense at the moment that Islam is the most important thing in the UK. You know, there was a recent case because I speak out against Muslims or extremists in our midst in the UK.
Right.
I was the top of the list for beheading on a jihadi hit list.
And you
those
were?
Two, yeah. And those two individuals.
I've been on some lists in my life, but that's pretty Katie, that's pretty impressive.
I still have my head, so I've done well. But it has got to a point of being slightly ridiculous in the UK.
All right. So obviously you haven't lost your head.
Not just yet.
Which is good.
Yeah.
All right. So your message then, beyond don't let America become the UK as far as, because I feel like, and I've been saying this for several years, 5-6 years on the air, the First Amendment of the United States Constitution is under attack. And those on the left say, oh, no, it's not. You're crazy. Listen, you're putting in things about hate speech and different things and safe spaces to talk on college campuses. Of course, the First Amendment's under attack every single day in America. And I'm concerned that if we let it slide much farther, we will become the UK. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. I think there's a real risk that America could go down the same way that we have. I've just come back from South Africa. I was looking at into the murder of white farmers who are being
That's been going on
cleansed.
For decades.
Yeah, from South Africa.
Mugabe slaughtered millions in many in Zimbabwe.
Of course. And what's interesting there, of course, is the divide between blacks and whites means that Islam is on the move there. It's on the march. The mosques are getting bigger. There's Al-Qaeda training camps now in South Africa. You know, they are stealing a march on countries where we've got our backs turned. And that's America, too. And, you know, people see it.
Sure.
These mosques that spring up all over the place. I think the other concern from my perspective is that, or a message to America, is that we don't think like Sadiq Khan thinks. We don't think like London thinks.
So hold on. And I want to focus on that, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan.
Yeah.
Who basically says, you know, this is what you have to deal with. I'm paraphrasing it, but this is just the way it
part
is now.
Part and parcel.
It's part and parcel of what it is now. I don't believe that. You don't believe that. Why do we tolerate, we being the Western world together, why do we tolerate that kind of mental malpractice?
Absolutely. And it's this kind of weird hierarchy that they have on the left, or the Democrats have, where not wishing to offend Muslims takes priority over standing up for our own country. So when our daughters are attacked, we don't talk about that. We kind of talk about looking after the Muslims. After every terrorist attack, there's warnings about hatred towards Islam and Muslims, you know, a warning about Islamophobia. We're not allowed to react in a normal manner.
I'm not Islamophobic. I'm not fearful of Islam. I'm fearful of car bombs and, you know, murderous attacks and, you know, machetes that slaughter our children. These are the things that can, that's not a phobia, is an irrational fear. The fear of being blown up by terrorists is not irrational. It's based on experience, real world experience, and things that I've seen on television. You've seen as well. Mm. It's not an irrational fear. It's something we need to concern ourselves with. Are there, I need to ask you this. Katie Hopkins from the UK, a former radio person, because she got kicked off because she dared have an opinion that didn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. We hear about places in Europe that are no-go zones. And when we talk about that, people say, that's not true. It's not true. It doesn't, it's not true. Now I've seen in places like Sweden and so forth, big pushback. In Germany, the same thing, where sexual assaults from migrants from the Middle East have gone off the charts astronomically, mathematically fact, and people are starting to push back. Are there places in Europe that are no-go zones?
Absolutely, 100%, and I've walked them. So I've gone to Sweden. There's a safe bit of Sweden, Stockholm, central Stockholm. You can walk down that pedestrian zone by your tourist stuff, and it's perfectly lovely. Of course, you'll go home and say, Stockholm's lovely. It is. You go three subway stops out to Rinkeby, where I went for a week, to Malmo, to the places that are fully overrun by recently arrived migrants. And there's not one woman to be found. There's certainly not a white person to be found. And the women that are there, I met one lady, frightened to go out at night. She'd had her home broken into very recently. And she didn't bother calling the cops because they won't come. The police can no longer go out to those areas.
The solution that you read in some places in Europe, Sweden one of them, is that if you, there was a, following a rape of a woman who was running, jogging in the park, don't jog alone. Hmm. I mean, your solution is don't jog alone. You're being raped and assaulted by people that are not, I'm going to guess, not citizens of the nation that have been imported from, and pardon me, whatever third world hellhole, and I don't mind saying truth is truth. They've been imported from some third world hellhole, and they want to turn this new country that's embracing them into that same third world hellhole. Greatly appreciate it. And if people want to find out more, website, where are you?
I'm at hopkinsworld.com. And I guess my kind of one thing that's more important to me than people knowing where I am is that always remember you have a culture that's worth defending. Don't tiptoe around cultures that come to join you. Stand up and fight for the culture they chose to join.